second time in 5 years, President Obama arrived at Fort Hood to mourn alongside families. They are families who know death is a part of war. 576 soldiers at Fort Hood have died serving in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq.
As an army, we accept this is a dangerous profession. And all who wear this wonderful uniform and pledge to defend our nation and its way of life understand they may one day be called to make that ultimate sacrifice.
That's John M. McHugh, Secretary of the Army.
But inside these gates, behind these walls, we expect a much different order of things.
It was only a week ago that Specialist Yvonne Lopez got into a verbal argument with another soldier over a request for leave and shot people at various locations on the Army post before turning the gun on himself. President Obama eulogized the three men who lost their lives, Sergeant First Class Daniel M. Ferguson, Staff Sergeant Carlos Lazzani, and Sergeant Timothy Wayne Owens.
It was love for the Army that made them the soldiers they were. For Danny, said his fiancée, being in the Army was his life. Carlos, said a friend, was the epitome of what you would want a leader to be in the Army. Timothy helped counsel his fellow soldiers.
Civilian Casey Houck was friends with Timothy Owens.
He would help out anybody. That's just how he is. He didn't care if he knew you. He didn't care if he didn't know you. If he just saw you in a store, he'd still help you out.
Meanwhile, Fort Hood Commanding Officer Mark A. Milley said the memorial offered a day of grieving and pride in those who jumped into action at the sound of the first shots.
Pride in the military policewoman who bravely faced down the gunman and helped to end that violence. Many would have taken a step back and sought cover. She took a step forward.
Officials say 3,000 people attended the memorial. Kate McGee, KUT News.